Ring ring.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Who's this?
This is just Caden. I just had a second to get back to you. I'm just licensed with the state. Now, you probably already got quite a few phone calls about this. I don't know why. I apologize. For whatever reason, it doesn't look like things got updated in our system.
Okay.
It looks like a couple months ago you had put in some info about possibly looking at like insurance to pay for your funeral and final expenses if something were to happen to you. Did you end up finding what you were looking for, or what ended up happening?
No, I just got a bunch of calls and a bunch of people tried to sell me something, but it seemed like it was a little bit hard, so I didn't
You
do
tell
anything.
me you didn't want a million phone calls?
No, I know I didn't for some reason.
Well, I apologize, man. Were you looking for anything specific, or just wanting to look over all the different options?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to find out, like, you know, like what does it cost?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. We work with just under 40 of the top insurance carriers in the state. So, like, just so you're aware, I don't have like the final say or anything like that. My job is really just to see what you would qualify for. So they have me go through like a few questions about kind of like your health and that sort of stuff to see what all would come up. I guess I probably should ask, were you just wanting to cover funeral and final expenses, or were you wanting to see if you could leave a little bit more?
Oh, I mean, I didn't really know that was an option.
It just depends on everybody's situation. We can look at multiple options if that would help you. Would that help you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I guess I'm just curious, like, when you had went through the ad and like put the info in to look at it, I guess what was it that caught your attention and made you decide to reach out?
Oh, I mean, you know, like obviously I'm getting a little bit older. I'm 70 now. Just wanted to make sure that I didn't sort of leave anyone in the lurch, and that I, you know, everything's covered, really. That's sort of all it is.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, there's a few questions, like I had mentioned, the companies are going to have us go through. For example, like, do you use tobacco or nicotine of any kind?
Okay, stop right there. We're getting into situation questions. All right. Now, connective questions. Caden, tell us what did everybody notice? Because Caden's on the phone all day because he has an advantage over Matt. Because Matt, like I said, Matt's the smart guy of the company. He runs everything. So Caden's on the phone. Did everybody notice something about Caden's tone? Type in the chat what you noticed about Caden's tone from the very first words out of his mouth. Calm, relaxed, collective, very welcoming. Did you see detached? Did you see how that worked? Now, Caden, tell us why you were calm, relaxed, very low key, instead of super excited, like most salespeople are taught how to be on sales calls.
It disarms the prospect.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if we cannot disarm the prospect, what typically happens? Like before you knew how to do that, before an EPQ, when you called, what would happen?
They'd hang up on me.
That's because you didn't know how to disarm them, right? What you were doing is you were triggering sales resistance. So can everybody see his calmness and how relaxed and detached? Like, it's, yeah, I mean, I can go through that if it would help you. Would it help you? And Matt's like, yeah, it would help me. Okay. See, it draws him in. To see how he's doing that there. That's something you have to learn how to do. Right. It's not, Caden, were you born with advanced tonality out of your mother's womb?
That's why I was making so much money before you started training me.
Okay. Now type in a one in the chat if you want to acquire advanced tonality and learn that skill like Caden has learned that. Okay. I think I'm seeing several hundreds ones there. Okay. Because what happens if you don't have the right tone? Because there's some parts of the conversation where your tone has to be more of a concerned tone, you know, more a tone that shows more empathy, more understanding, right? Okay, good. All right, Matt, tell us what was going on in your mind as Caden was going through that. And you threw out some good stuff at him.
It's just like, it's difficult, right? Because when someone sells you an EPQ, like the way that I sell an EPQ, I sell a woman that you're, like, for me, how I sell everything in solution awareness. So I almost,
you're,
like,
you're the master at that. I
almost skip like the first parts where I try and pound through it so quickly, because when I get into solution awareness, that's when I start really selling. But, yeah. like for that, it's just, you end up just answering the questions like automatically, because there's only one way to answer. That's what people don't understand. When you get asked questions in certain ways, there's only one way to answer them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, you end up going outside of the bounds of like Western society appropriate behavior.
Yeah.
And so like, that's why, like, you know, in deflection, it's like, well, would it be, you know, would you be opposed to that or whatever? You're like, oh yeah, it seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, of course it's reasonable. So people just kind of go through it. So yeah, I'm not really thinking anything as a prospect. I'm just like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You're just, it's like, you feel like it's a normal conversation. You feel there's a reason why he's asking you the questions, an important reason, and you feel obliged to answer them and be real with him, right? Instead of staying surface level, right?
He's trusting. I don't feel like anyone's trying to do anything to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, does anybody want to hear Caden keep selling through this process? I think we're seeing a lot. Okay. They're like, man, this guy, okay, let's go. All right, Caden, situation questions. I cut you off. Let's go into situation questions. Now, remember, everybody, situation questions, it doesn't matter the industry. This helps you, and most importantly, your prospect, find out what their real situation is. Because if they can't understand their real situation, guess what? You can't build a gap to where they want to go if they don't know where they're at. So situation questions are really, really vital. I know they're boring, factual questions, but if they don't understand where they're at and what their situation is, you can't build a gap to where they want to go. So, Caden, let's keep going. I cut you off. And Matt, just be hard on him, man. Just tear him up.
Now, do you use tobacco or nicotine of any kind?
Yeah, I can, but I don't understand why that's relevant.
Well, this the carriers will ask. Do you smoke or do you chew or what do you?
Yeah, do? I smoke a little bit.
Okay, no worries. And then they're going to ask your height and weight, of course. Roughly, how tall are you?
6'2".
Okay, and how much do you want to weigh today?
250.
Okay, perfect. And then what most of the companies are going to do for like qualification purposes is they're going to pull up your medical record and, you know, make their decision that way. Tell me about your medical history. What all would come up in, like, I don't know, the last 10 or 15 years or so?
Nothing too crazy. A couple of surgeries from my time in the military. But
now, when was your last surgery?
5 years ago.
Okay, what was that?
Shoulder reconstruction.
Okay, no big deal there. Are you currently taking any like painkillers or anything like that? Or was everything all fixed?
No, all good. Nothing on the books, perfect. Brother, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, the other surgery, I'm assuming that one was on the books, unless you just had some random person do it. When was that one?
Maybe 5 years before that.
So about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so just some of the normal wear and tear of the joints.
Yeah, I would say wear and tear is a good way to put it.
Okay, what about like medications? What all have you been prescribed?
I can't even remember. There's a few of them though. Okay. One for,
what were they for?
I got one for maybe cholesterol.
Is that like, now that medication, like, I'm assuming, is it simvastatin, atorvastatin, or which one was that?
Sure, we'll go with one of those.
Okay, perfect. What else are you taking?
I have no idea, but like, yes, I'll go with that.
Well, pause the role play.
Yeah,
don't recognize that sometimes these questions are important, because when I'm answering that, I'm putting medications in the prospect's mouth. What does that show them?
Yeah, you are. And I want to answer somebody's questions here. Mitch says, I think this is great, but I don't know how NEPQ would work for a non-emotional industry. Mitch, what industry are you in? Because we train your industry and we train. Let's give me an example. What's a non-emotional? Would cybersecurity be a non-emotional industry?
Oh.
Would medical device sales be non-emotional? Like, every industry is emotional if you understand the right questions at the right tone. The reason why it's not emotion for you, Mitch, is because you haven't learned that yet. You are asking surface level questions like Caden used to, and your prospects give you surface level answers. And that's why you don't make a lot of sales, okay? We train companies that sell $10, $20, $30 million solutions, okay? Cybersecurity, medical, I mean, anything you can think of. Okay. Every industry is emotional if you have skills that work with human behavior, SaaS included, because it does what? It solves a problem and or an emotional need. Every single thing that's ever been invented solves a problem and or an emotional need. The reason why it's not emotional for you is because you haven't learned how to work with human behavior. You're still using consultative questions. They shut down, and that's why they never open up. All right, Caden, keep going. I'm slapping people around today. Sorry, Mitch, I'm just being mean today. Go ahead.
Now, what other medications?
That's it. Just vitamins, minerals, you know, stuff.
Now, like, are there anything that's is like that you were prescribed, you never filled, you're no longer taking or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Now, I guess just walk me through, like, what sort of like life insurance do you have now, if any, to like cover all of the funeral and final expenses and all of that stuff?
I don't really have anything, man. Like, it just didn't really seem very important, to be honest.
Okay, no worries. That's kind of why we're here, I suppose. Now, I guess if something did happen to you like yesterday, like you're on the way to the grocery store and some teenager's texting a driver and hits you head on, I guess, like, who would be the one that would be like headed down to the funeral home today, sitting down with the funeral director and like planning the services?
Probably my wife.
Okay. And would she like how would she be paying, I guess?
And to be honest, at this point, she'd just be putting me in a cardboard box and covering me in dirt in the backyard, I think. I'm not really sure. Probably have to do credit card or maybe borrow some money from
Do you want her to have to do that if she didn't have to?
I mean, obviously not, but you know,
I ask like how come this is so important to you though?
Well, I mean, I don't want to have to have my wife or my girlfriend for that matter have to cover.
Okay, pause. All right, this is a really important key. That was your first problem awareness question. Did everybody hear what he did? Did you hear his tone? Caden, tell us why you asked, because you went through situation questions, right? Okay, let's talk about your situation questions first. Tell us a little bit more about the situation questions and why you asked those.
I have to get a good understanding of where they're at now to even understand if I can help them. If I don't know what their current situation is, how can I even help them anyways?
Yeah. And if Matt, the old Matt, doesn't know his real situation, how do you build a gap to where he should be if he doesn't even know where he's at? You can't build a gap, right? It's impossible without him understanding the real situation. Now, you leaned in after you found out his wife, and guys, everybody there's like, oh, he said he didn't have a wife. Now he says a wife. Okay, we're just role playing, all right? Be easy. I'm going to send Marco.
Okay, he said he didn't have a wife.
Okay, that's
right. You gotta be able to track your prospects, guys.
That's right. You track your prospects. Kick that guy out of the group.
Caden said he didn't know.
Man, we're gonna send Marco after him. Slap that guy around. All right. So, Caden, when you found out that he didn't have anything, no safety net to pay for his funeral, and did you see what he did? He's like, who's gonna be the one responsible? Like, when you pass away, they have to go down to the funeral home. They're meeting with the funeral director. They have to plan everything out. And a lot of times, Caden, we teach, and I think you know this, we teach a lot of people in inner city, and you know, the funeral home guys, they always try to sell the person that's emotional going through the grief. They try to sell them a bigger coffin. They try to sell them all this other expensive ceremonies, right? So who's going to be the person that has to go through that? Now, when Caden describes that, what's going on in the mind of Matt, the prospect? He's visualizing his spouse having to do all that. And is that something that might be emotional for him? Probably, right? See how he's getting that into, seeding it into his brain. Now, Caden, tell us why you leaned in and said, do you want your wife to have to pay for all those expenses if you didn't have to? Why did you ask that question? And why did you use that tone in the verbal pauses?
Where I pause is I'm trying to get him, you know, old man Matt, to really think about it and you know, go into his brain and really consider what I'm asking and slow down.
Yeah. Does that make sense to everybody? Now, if he would have said this, let me show you the difference. So do you want your wife to have to pay for all the expenses if you didn't have to? No, not at all. He wouldn't even have thought about it. But because Caden slowed down his cadence and he had his verbal pause there, that causes Matt to think deeper about the question. See, if you don't understand that, that's why your prospects don't go below the surface, because your questions are too fast and it just goes in one ear out the other. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add that you did before we move on?
No, I think you summarized it fantastic.
All right. Let's keep going through those problem awareness, and Matt, keep smacking them around.
I just so I could see the rationale, I guess, like, what's the main reason that you might be looking for like some sort of protection to cover everything rather than just like saving a couple extra bucks every month?
I don't know, man. I think like it would be shitty to leave him in the lurch. But you know, I do have time though. Like, it's not like I'm going to die tomorrow. So
what do you leave him in the lurch? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like obviously I don't want to be a burden when I pass away. I kind of want to
burden.
Yeah. Like it would be, you know, for them to have to pay for it and have to kind of struggle to, you know, figure it out. Like, you know, it doesn't,
what do you like, can I ask, cause you've said figure it out a couple of times. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, are we, like, would they just do a GoFundMe? Are they doing a payment plan? Or, like, what do you mean?
I mean, I guess a GoFundMe. I don't know how fun that would be for them to have to organize and put on Facebook or something to raise money to put me in the ground. That doesn't seem like a good solution.
So before today, have you been out there looking for something to cover?
Stop. We got to focus on what you just did there, because what you just did there, I don't think most people understand the power of what you just did there. Okay. Because somebody said, oh, Caden, interrupt the prospect. Well, why would you selectively interrupt the prospect with a clarifying question there? Why not just listen and go to the next surface level question? Why did you do that?
Well, I need to go below the surface, and yes. I need him to go below the surface.
Yes. You're gonna sell this old Matt guy a final expense insurance policy. Did you see it? Did everybody hear his clarifying questions there? When he said, hold on, you said, leave them in the lurch.
What he said.
Hold on, Matt, you said leave them in the lurch. How did you mean by that? That is an NAPQ clarifying question. If you can't, does anybody know what he means when he says leave them in the lurch? Can anybody tell me what Matt meant there without Caden asking? You would have no idea what he means like that. You would interpret that how you interpret it. But Matt might be thinking completely different. So because Caden, see, that's tactical interruption. We interrupt with a clarifying question. If he interrupted and said, oh, well, let me tell you how we solved that, then Matt would be pissed. But he said, hold on, I didn't understand. When you said leave them in the lurch, how did you mean by that? And he said that in a challenging tone, a soft challenging tone. See, that's called tactical interruption. That takes Matt below the surface. Then Matt starts saying, well, I don't want to leave them this. I don't want to leave them that. And what does that do? It starts to build a gap.